celebrating 90 years of conservation work in agriculture, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Natural Resources Conservation Service branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been around now for 90 years. NRCS Chief Aubrey Betancourt.
Science-based conservation practices is a core tenet of who and what we are. Farmers and ranchers depend on the conservation practices that we recommend, and they depend on them working and delivering for them, that the outcomes pay off and that they come as they are expected. There's not a lot we control in agriculture, so when we have good technical assistance that can help us know what to expect, we can make better plans with locally driven priorities. Those closest to the problem are closest to the solution, and that is such a core part of the NRCS identity and what we are and what we do.
Betancourt says NRCS recognizes that conservation is a commitment with a bit of risk attached.
The need to provide farmers and ranchers an economic cushion when trying new conservation practices, innovating out on the landscape, and we share that risk with them through the financial assistance programs that we provide.
Betancourt's boss, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, also weighs in.
Voluntary conservation is nothing new. It's a generations-old practice that has greatly benefited American agriculture and natural resources. NRCS was born in a time of despair and uncertainty, the Dust Bowl. Through conservation, farmers were able to confirm and overcome those challenges just as they continue to do today.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.